Welcome to Keeping It Real with Frankie D, an Italian American podcast. And I am your host, Frankie D. And my guest today is Italingua Chicago, Inc. Italingua is a business of translations, notarizations, tutoring, language lessons, and dual citizenship. And the ladies behind Italingua are Elisabetta Di Michele and Cristina Tinirello. And I must say, ladies, that I'm always happy when an Italian business opens, especially one like this, because you deal directly with Italians, with the language, with translations, all kinds of things like that. So the reason also I'm happy is that means there's a need for it as well. So, ladies, welcome to the show. Let's learn a little bit about your background. Who would like to start? Elisabetta? Okay. Tell me about your background.
I am first generation Italian American.
Okay.
My parents were born in Italy. And
where are they from in Italy?
They are from Molise, Abruzzo.
And where specifically in Molise?
Castel San Vincenzo,
Okay.
It used to be provincia di Campobasso, but it's provincia di Serna. Yes.
Okay. And you're not going to believe it, but I've already done an interview show with someone from Castel San Vincenzo, with a gentleman named Giancarlo Iannotta,
who filmed
in Castel San Vincenzo scenes for his movie. So we are familiar with that. Yes, yes, excellent film, yes.
Molise does exist,
exactly.
Molise still Molise.
Yes, yes. I assume you have been to Italy.
Yes, the first time I went back, I was about 4 years old. And since my mom's entire side is there,
You go often?
I go often, yes. I was going quite often when I was younger, but now I try to. My grandfather is still alive and
lives
kicking, as they say.
Okay,
here.
God bless. Well,
and so I try to get out there at least every couple of years.
Okay, and you typically just go to your town, or do you travel?
I've traveled a lot through Italy and a few European countries, but the last few years I've gone back and tried to spend time with him and
sure.
with the family.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great. Okay. And Cristina, tell me about your background.
Yes, hello. My name is Cristina Tinirello. I was born and raised in Italy. I moved to the United States in 2011.
Oh, so you're a recent 7 years ago
yes.
you moved here. And where are you from in Italy?
I'm a new arrival.
Yes, you are. Definitely. And where are you from?
I'm from a small city in the province of Torino.
Near Torino?
Near Torino, yes.
The okay.
small town near Torino in Piemonte.
Okay. Okay. It's not called Piobisi, is it? Have you ever heard of Piobisi?
No.
No. Okay.
Well, actually.
Okay. No, because my wife has a cousin that lives in Torino, but I believe she lives outside of Torino, and I thought it was called Piobisi, but I could be wrong.
Okay,
so.
No,
but you're from a smallish town.
Small town is in the province of Biella.
Okay. And how did you happen to... Oh, it's 45 minutes from Torino. Okay, thank you. So I'm not making it up. Yes, because we stayed there on our honeymoon for about 3 days. So, yeah, it was quite a long time ago, but yes. And how did you happen to move to the United States?
I moved to the United States because when I came to teach Italian in 2011, I met my husband.
Had you planned on staying here? Or did you just come to see how it was?
No, I wasn't planning on staying. I came for an internship, and then I met my husband.
Okay, and he's Italian American, or?
He's Italian American.
Okay, from Chicago.
First generation.
Okay. American. Very nice. Very nice. Great. I understand you have a child.
We have two.
Two. That's great. God bless. Great, great, great. Well, how did you two meet? Apparently after 2011, because you weren't here before that.
Let's see. I remember it was an Italian cultural event, it was January 2013, and it was at Turano Bakery. They were doing an event for the elections,
phone calls, calling
the Italian citizens.
Yeah.
Oh, so you were volunteering for the
calling all Italian
for the Senatore Turano's campaign.
Senatore Turano, exactly.
Oh, that's very nice. That's nice. You met for good reasons.
So I walked in and I heard No, I walked in and as you, my usual self, maybe I'm too friendly.
No, you're outgoing.
Too much, right?
That's good.
So I didn't see much. I sat at the table and I heard.
You're getting Italian, eh?
I heard her speaking in Italian, and I said to myself, "She has to be from the north." And so I said, "Oh wow!" So I sat down and I said, we started talking. She said, "My name is Christina," and I said, "My name is Lisa. Nice to meet you. Where are you from? Are you from the north?" I said, "You're from the north. You're probably up north." I didn't actually I didn't actually know the whole. The different that I remembered, mm-hmm. and I have this for the north. So I said, Lombardia, Piemonte. I wasn't sure, but I asked
you were
her.
Right.
She told me. You know, so we, right. I think from that day, we.
You just hit it off as,
yeah, we
as
hit
friends.
It off as friends, yeah.
Okay.
We started, I think we sat in the close next to each other.
Yeah, we went close.
And
well, that's nice.
For those couple of days, we had volunteered for a couple nights
okay.
after work. And then I was working not too far from here, and she had another job. And then we said, should we meet for lunch? And
very nice.
We met from, yeah.
So how did you go from a friendship to a business? And how did this idea for this particular
because,
business come about?
We both have a
I remember
almost
she asked
the same
me,
background.
Yeah, she asked me what I studied.
Foreign
I remember.
Languages. So I asked her,
what you
what
study?
Did you,
I remember.
What did you study?
Well, you had said you came here to teach Italian.
Yeah, I came to teach Italian, but at the beginning, I volunteered teaching Italian. And then I found a job in a company, and I was in the sales department.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I started doing the whole process to get the certification to teach Italian here in a public school.
Very nice.
I'm actually going through the process.
Oh, all right.
Through the process because it's a long one. And in the meantime, since we were becoming good friends,
we were both working part time
mm-hmm.
at one place.
Part time.
So
we decided, you know, to put together.
Right.
What we know
exactly. She said, "You do your part since you know the behind the scenes here in the U.S." And I can help with the, not behind the scenes, but coming from an Italian.
What did you study in college?
I studied, I majored in Italian and I minored in international business. International.
So this was something right up your alley.
Right. I studied translation and interpretation in Italy.
Oh,
and
with
then
English?
With my undergraduate. And then I studied in the master's program. In 2011, didactics of Italian to teach Italian to foreigners. That's why then I came here.
So this was a natural happening then.
Right.
It was in both your backgrounds.
I think we also discussed not only our backgrounds, but how the Italian community
yes.
or the Italian
well,
American
that's
community.
Interesting. Okay,
yes.
Here's my question. Did you have, I mean, any business we open, we're a little scared. You have no idea.
Yeah.
Small businesses come and go like crazy. But now this particular business, did you have some fears about maybe there's not such a need for this? Is there enough of a need for us to make it a business?
From my point of view, I have seen different, maybe dealt with some different states and cities that you see the population or the Italian community. Italian-American community, very, very close-knit. And it's not that in Chicago it's not,
mm-hmm.
but maybe on certain levels, I don't think it's not close-knit. I think that it's...
It might be a little more in other places.
It might be a little bit more, but they're still very, very tight here, very close.
Yes.
But it's not, I think, one of our main or one of our... attempts, goals was to try to let it pass on to the next generation because this generation that's growing up, there's a lot of associations, a lot of organizations that you see, for example, I don't know, maybe I don't want to say a certain age group, but that you don't see the younger people.
Not as involved. No.
So that was one of the attempts. And it even as dual citizenship or teaching to have more, to make it alive,
yes.
you know,
yes.
even to the next, to broaden their horizons, even to the ones who are growing up now.
And also, can you or do you deal with people in other cities, other states? Because now with online, I guess you they don't have to be sitting next to you.
We started, actually, we incorporated in June of 2014. We were as...
So 4 years, four years have passed.
Right.
Congratulations. That's excellent.
And we started as a startup. So we began as a startup online, but it was difficult for not just the older one, but any type of, first of all, for professionalism, to have an actual place,
a physical location. Yes.
So one of the questions would be.
Especially when we started offering dual citizenship.
Which is a popular item that we're going to talk about later for sure.
To have it. Office because
I see.
We need to make phone calls.
Yes.
To the USCIS department.
Well, you have a beautiful office, and it inspires me for the show because everything's Italian in here, and I just love it. I would think now, I'm an Italian. I'm in Iowa. Mm-hmm. There's not going to be many offices like yours. There's not going to probably be any. So what I'm getting at is like people in these different areas outside of Chicago that wouldn't find this type of service. Do you get contacted by people like that online or?
We do get contacts. The Italian Consulate of Chicago. I don't want to, but I'm not exactly sure.
Well, the Italian Council of Chicago is in charge of many states in the Midwest.
So,
I know that as well. Correct.
Two states in the U.S.
Oh, so at least.
They need to make, for example, a dual citizenship appointment online. With the Chicago Council. You have to be under which jurisdiction. For example, if you live in Iowa, if you live in Missouri, if you live in Colorado, you have to schedule an online appointment with
the
General Italian Consulate General in Chicago. So we get calls. There are, on the point that you made, there are certain agencies and companies that are doing, for example, dual citizenship and also the background of finding records that they request. But I don't know with the translations. There are some, obviously, if you type, look up translations, there are some. We try to, just like when someone goes, they shop or they look.
Sure.
They try to bargain with you. They try to look.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, they do. And it's something that
nobody's bringing in coupons or anything, are they? I hope not.
Well,
I know what you mean. They're trying to, like everything else.
Bargaining, not in the sense, I didn't mean it in a negative way, but when they call some people, I didn't know until we began the time, the layouts, the certain terminology, complexity of the actual translation, medical, legal.
Wow.
Yeah, we offer medical,
technical.
That's intense. I wanted to talk about your services.
Okay.
So you offer translations, and you deal with these things you were just mentioning, like legal documents,
right.
Medical documents.
Yeah, we translate it, but also we certify the translation, and we can also notarize the translation.
Okay.
And also we can get the apostille. Since the apostille is a legal document that needs to be fixed to the original document that is in English language to be valid in Italy, for example.
Oh, I see. Okay, because yes, this is very serious.
Yes, the country is under the Hague Convention, and we can also go and get the apostille for our client.
For example, if they don't live in certain things are due to privacy matters, so we as a third party at times need to ask for their written authorization, and we try to do as best as we can to assist. But if they need, for example, some states, some secretary, the apostille is requested through the Secretary of State. Here in Illinois, we can do it. Some apostilles in certain states, we're not in Iowa.
I'm gonna play right. Stupid because I do that well. Apostille? What exactly is that? I'm not sure.
The apostille,
is that a document?
Yes, that is required to be affixed.
It authenticates
the seals and signatures of the official. It's a sign.
Is it something like a notary, like
a seal? It's a document.
Okay.
It's a fixed and
the public document, such as birth certificates.
Okay.
And a certified copy.
Apostille.
Of a document, for example, it goes on a birth certificate.
Oh, is that English? Apostille?
Apostille?
Apostille.
Told you I was stupid. I'm not familiar with that term.
This is,
Come si dice in italiano?
Apostilla.
Apostilla. Mm-hmm.
It comes from the French, which I thought.
Oh, it comes from the French.
The apostille is simply called endorsement, also in French, apostille, means certified, to authenticate.
And you are able to do that?
We are able to request.
Request that.
Yes,
okay.
Because
okay.
It's issued by the Secretary of State.
The Secretary of State of Illinois.
So we can
or
request
each,
or each particular state.
State here.
Okay.
For the
Illinois. Now I understand. I'm sorry. I just didn't quite get that. So.
No problem.
Okay. You do tutoring. Tutoring,
yes.
Of what?
We have received requests for Italian.
Italian language, yes, tutoring. Yes. Now, who would you be tutoring? Is this adults? Is this...
From
we
little
tutor adults and also kids.
Really?
As far as we not only tutor, we also offer Italian classes to kids 3 years old to 10 years old. We have two different programs, exploratory level for kids 6 years old, and elementary Italian for kids 7 to 10 years old.
And where do these classes take
started,
place?
We started last year in September, offering these programs in Itasca at Learn at Alpha, that is a early childhood center and tutoring center.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
And this year we'll be starting with, we signed a contract with Norwich Park District.
Norwich Park District.
Yeah,
I've
yeah.
heard of Norwich
We're
Park
local
District.
This year.
I like it,
and
yes.
We will be with them from September through December. And then...
Will this be on Saturdays
on
or
Saturday
after
morning.
School?
Saturday.
So Saturday mornings
Norwich.
You'll have these...
In Norwich
at the park.
In Itasca,
In Itasca, we offer a second year of the program on Monday.
On Mondays after school.
After school, 6 to 7 p.m.
So you ladies are very busy.
We're going to be busy.
Working all day, yeah. Working weekends, working nights.
Sometimes
doing what you have to do.
Work at night. So.
Yeah, you know, when you try to keep I try to keep grounded on because you never know. You start a business.
Well,
so,
definitely. I was just going to say, you don't know what's going to be our best service. What are we going to, and when you're starting out, If it's tutor, if it's teach,
right.
teach, if it's you translate, if it's whatever it may be,
try
you have to do it.
Grounded, you know, because
absolutely.
You have the expenses and you try to say, you hope that you will be
absolutely.
Positive and be in business the following year.
Absolutely.
And then, as we were saying, besides these programs that are group classes, we offer private classes. Yes, private classes. Here at our location in Albuquerque.
Oh, very nice.
One-on-one?
We have a big conference room, so we can
we have access to the conference room or Skype.
You could do Skype as well. Do you go on site if somebody wanted you to come to their office? Or their
We also do on site. Sometimes we were at a public library.
Yes, the public libraries, because
public library.
We try to keep it professional.
Sure.
And in-home, it's not as,
absolutely.
You want to
absolutely.
Stay at, right?
We feel more comfortable.
Definitely.
In
yes. Okay, let's talk about dual citizenship.
Okay.
Because I know that just from talking with people, it seems to be an extremely popular thing right now. Maybe it has been, I don't know, but I just would say... In the past 6 months for myself, I just come across so many people. I have people calling me saying, hey, where can I get this dual citizenship?
Well, we're going to help you if you want.
All right.
So hopefully,
so
marriage.
I'm a regular Italian-American. I'm an American citizen. I want dual citizenship. So let's start off and play. I'll be stupid like I am. So I'm an Italian American. If I get this duel, I'm not giving up my American citizenship.
No,
obviously.
Now you do not renounce.
Okay, so I would possess two passports, correct?
Right. Yes. You, according to the guidelines, which are obviously that we follow under the website of the Italian Consulate General of Chicago or which city it is.
Okay.
So there are certain, so through your paternal side,
right.
Maternal side, if that doesn't, then you go on. Maternal grandmother, paternal grandfather.
So how much, okay, so say I'm an Italian American, I'm married, just my wife is American. Okay, so I'm an Italian American. How much Italian has to be in me? Just like one grandparent could be Italian?
Yes, yes.
So one out of four could be Italian,
one-fourth.
And I would qualify. Okay, so if I qualify,
with the criteria that's listed on there.
Okay, I see. So let's say I qualify.
Okay.
Say my one grandparent. Can my great-grandparent been an Italian citizen?
Yes.
Okay, so you can go really far back with this.
You can go, to great-grandfather.
Even great-great.
Yes. Give us a second to check.
Okay.
We want to make sure.
Okay, sure. That's what I'm getting at. And I kind of thought that it was...
father moved here, we can go up to the far because he was born here.
In Italy.
But we have to provide all certificates.
So now, if that's the case,
Iuris sanguis, basically.
Iuris sanguis.
Okay.
What we need is to collect all documentation.
So if I were the one that's, let's say, I'm a 50-year-old Italian-American man, my great-grandfather came from Italy in 1900. Let's just use that year.
Mm-hmm.
118 years ago.
Just going back to the
country. Your service is
categories.
You ladies would have to.
We have to find.
Go back and find
his birth certificate.
His birth certificate.
They have in the archives negli archivi del comune or the municipalities in Italy.
Okay.
They have the archives that they do the richiesta di archivio.
Wow.
Del certificato di nato, birth certificate.
This has to be somewhat of a difficult process, I would assume.
Oh, you write to a comune, and you can do that.
If
and
the,
then
some
they
client,
start searching for these documents.
They have the archives. Some clients like to, it's also a, they discover many things. So some clients do it on their own, some clients so
what would happen if
they start because they don't really know where?
That's what I was just going to say. What happens if the man says, you know what? They're from Calabria. Where? I don't know. Then what do you do? There's a lot of comune.
There's a lot of genealogy, though, too. A lot of people go through the end. This we haven't done, but they do the legwork, right?
Okay.
Genealogy, so ancestry.com. There's a few out there now.
Yeah, but when they find the information, the
mm-hmm.
correct information, then we can assist requesting all documents that they
okay.
need.
So, in a quick sense,
Italian,
you have to get that document. Are there a lot of other documents to obtain?
There is a list under the...
documents to prove your eligibility, right under the instructions, Iuris sanguis.
That we follow. So we base on the consulate website because it is
that is needed.
There is a law.
The prerequisites to present.
Right.
They have to present.
Or the documentation they
right.
have to present on the day of their appointment.
So let me ask you something, just in your opinion, just because I'm a curious type of man. Why do you think some people want dual citizenship? What are they gaining? Is it for... just feeling good?
Some people ask for U.S. citizenship because for their properties in Italy.
Right. Well,
but to pass on the citizenship to their children.
Oh.
Because some, they want to play, for example, soccer in Europe.
Oh,
you have to be
a
citizen.
You are right about that.
Yes. We had
we
a few requests.
We can also add that when you get the Italian passport, you also get the European Union.
Right, you're
passport.
Part of the EU.
Oh, right,
you
exactly.
You have your Europe passport, so you can move throughout the European Union.
And you know what? You're
without
right.
A visa.
I had a story. I had a friend that was a basketball player, a professional basketball player. He was not Italian. His wife was an Italian American, and he wanted to play in Italy professional, but they only have so many spots for foreigners. So if he could become an Italian citizen,
right.
Then they could get basically another American player.
Yes.
And he went through his wife. And
some are students that they want to do a semester abroad in Italy or in France or in Spain. They want to study in Europe. So, they finished school here, college here, university, and then they want to do
an experience.
It's quite popular.
Yes. A master's program there,
yes.
Or even find a job there.
I see a lot though on Facebook, and I think that it's
the
just
social
a,
media, right?
They just feel good. They just want to have this, you
and
know.
And also, that is for if I could mention, that is also on the other side of the coin, as we say here.
Mm-hmm.
Even for example, the U.S. citizenship. For example, here in America, you can only go up to. Now, I don't, as far as the USCIS website or the United States Citizenship and Immigration website, you can go up to grandparents. We're more limited here. However, many people with the situations, even in Europe, and also at times they ask for, or can I petition if I, or can I be naturalized? So,
oh,
even
I see.
To come
okay.
Here, so it
right.
Plays both.
Right. It goes both ways.
Both ways.
Yes, yes. Okay.
And we assist now. Just to make, not with the legalities of the both dual citizenship, the Italian nor the U.S. citizenship. We branch out or we.
Well, I mean, you're not lawyers,
no,
so I understand
no,
you wouldn't
no
be
legal.
Doing legality.
The legality part, it's even that part is even on the
different.
Website.
Yes.
We tell them to either. Contact lawyer, or we can refer to a lawyer if they have any questions.
Understood.
We can help with
yes.
The paperwork, but not with the legal
right.
Issues.
Right. Okay, one other question I was curious about. So you've been in business 4 years. What kind of customers are you getting? That's what I'm very curious. Are these your typical 80-year-old Italian?
No.
Italian Americans.
Not just the older.
New arrivals. So
there are new arrivals from Italy.
From Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot, but they're still
some,
coming.
Yes.
Yes.
Some.
They have to get, for example, they don't.
They also, with the driver's license.
Oh, really?
Yes, because we also offer interpretation services. So we interpret at the driver's license facility. We interpret at.
Wow, you do a lot of things
in
there.
In court.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Clients, we interpret
if there's
At the hospital.
When they come, they.
And on field. Because
wow.
They arrive with their transcripts, and they, not that we are the, there's a few here in Illinois that are actually recognized, but we can help with the translations of their
correct.
Transcripts to be then legalized by the Consul General of Italy here in Chicago.
So you both, this office does a lot of things.
Di valore from the Italian Consul. If they need a dichiarazione di valore, we translate all transcripts from the English language, from an American college or university, into Italian to be recognized and valid in Italian.
So it seems like you both work somewhat close with the Consul General's office.
Oh, yes. We are very, we work
we
very
try to
in
work
Chicago on
as
Michigan
close.
Avenue.
Yes.
Yes.
We work very close. We don't substitute the Italian consulate.
No.
We email.
No, I understand. Yes.
We offer services,
yes.
Translations for the Italian consulate.
Yes. Well, this is great.
We have a wonderful the Consul General,
mm-hmm.
Dr. Finocchiaro. We have.
We also schedule the appointment.
Yes, online appointments.
The online appointments.
For passports, for dual citizenship.
For there.
For them, yes.
For the Consul General's
for
office.
Them, and they can come here.
Dimmi in italiano che fai con questo.
Possiamo rivedere tutta la documentazione qua al nostro ufficio. Infatti, molte persone che assistiamo non parlano inglese. Sono persone anche anziane. Quindi noi possiamo parlare in italiano con queste persone e assisterle con l'appuntamento online. perché non possono più chiamare il consolato e fare l'appuntamento al telefono.
No?
No. Devono prendere un appuntamento col computer. Molte persone, specialmente...
Non sanno usare il computer. Allora, voi siete in mezzo di cittadini e il consolato generale.
Diciamo che possiamo essere... Siamo un'agenzia.
Un'agenzia.
It's a business. We are a business.
C'è un'attesa. There is a long wait. So if they want to schedule their appointment...
A long wait to go
Chicago,
to...
Chicago. So dual citizenship in Chicago... is now out until January of 2020. Passports, it takes at least a couple months.
What?
Well,
that long?
So
really?
Noi siamo anche dietro queste cose, proprio al computer, a vedere se si libera un posto.
Ah, ho capito.
E possiamo fare l'appuntamento per qualche cliente che ce lo domanda.
Cerchiamo di assistere al...
Beautiful. This is wonderful.
We cannot, what we have to say, we cannot speed up the process.
But, no, I understand. You're not the Consul General's office.
No.
Right. I get
and
it.
And we cannot...
Well, this is beautiful. You ladies are doing so much, and I'm happy for you, and I'm happy that we have your services in Chicago, and it's a great thing for the Italian-American community. You're by Harlem Avenue. I'm all happy about that.
Hopefully we'll be in business many years.
You will. Oh, I'll tell you, if you've been here 4 years, I think I see great things, better things even ahead.
Gotcha.
If you lasted the 4 years, I think you'd do great. So now, I want your services. How do I get in touch with Italingua? Tell me.
Allora, by email, you can visit our website. We are at www.italinguachicago.com. You can email us at info@italingua.com or you can italinguachicago.com. I'm sorry about that. And you can also call us by phone at 708-485-2222. And if we don't pick up, just leave us a message. It'll ring a few times.
Sometimes we are on assignment. We are out of the office.
Right. Okay.
So please leave a voicemail and we return our
beautiful.
Call.
We'll call you back.
Italingua, 708-485-2222. Ladies, thank you. It's been a pleasure. It was great to do the show. I wish you the best of luck in the future.
Grazie di cuore.
Grazie per l'opportunità.
And to all our listeners, stay strong, stay sharp, and stay Italian. Till our next episode. Thank you.